This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
A man that was shot by a Colorado Springs police officer Thursday is now dead. He died from his injuries following the incident on Aero Plaza Drive. Police say the man was wanted on multiple felony warrants and allegedly pulled a gun during the chase. The suspect was then shot by at least one officer and was taken to the hospital where he died. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office is now leading the investigation into this incident per the police department's policy. A man will spend 70 years in prison after pleading guilty to killing his sister and burning her house down. Christopher Leonard was arrested in El Paso County last year. He pleaded guilty to charges including second-degree murder, incest, attempted first-degree murder, and menacing. The judge in the case sentenced him Thursday to 48 years on the second-degree murder charge, with an additional 22 years for the attempted murder charges. A new report estimates that more than 332,000 Colorado homes have a higher-than-average risk of being damaged or destroyed by wildfires. Colorado Springs alone has 51,000. A Fountain man accused of murdering his girlfriend will have his charges dropped. Miles Kirby is now out of jail after the El Paso County Coroner's Office just changed the woman's cause of death from homicide to suicide. Friday, prosecutors told an El Paso County judge they plan to file a motion to dismiss the case next week. The judge granted Kirby a personal recognizance bond, allowing him to leave the El Paso County jail. His family told KRDO they believed the case had been a rush to judgment. The state of Colorado is facing another lawsuit over the implementation of the state's universal preschool program. Six school districts sued the state, saying Colorado is preventing them from meeting the needs of students with disabilities. The lawsuit claims the way that the state matches students with preschool providers without district input violates federal laws on creating individual education plans for disabled students. A 20-year-old giraffe has died at the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. The zoo announced the death of their female giraffe named Mishana on Friday. A mother was arrested on multiple charges, including a warrant dating back to 2019. Huerfano County deputies found her and her teenage daughter hiding behind a secret wall in her trailer home in Walsenburg. Deputies had initially gone there after reports that a man was having a medical emergency, but residents of the home were acting suspicious. A subsequent search warrant led them to Martha Crouch, who had previously been at the center of a chilling case of child and animal abuse in New Mexico. Colorado education officials say scores on the state's math and English tests are improving, but still haven't rebounded to their pre-pandemic levels. The State Department of Education released the results from the Colorado Measures of Academic Success test taken last spring. The results show that most scores were lower when compared to tests taken in the spring of 2019. The only category that saw improvement from before the pandemic was fifth grade math scores. FedEx is planning to lay off nearly 100 workers in Colorado Springs. The company informed the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment that it will close its shipping facility on Centennial Boulevard this November.
Storm Tracker 13's Julia Donovan giving you a quick check on your weather this Saturday morning. Critical fire weather watches and heat advisories will stay in place along and east of I-25 today. Temperatures start comfortable in the 60s in most areas and mid-70s across the southeastern plains. We'll warm up to possibly record-breaking temperatures in the triple digits in Pueblo and across the plains and mid-90s in Colorado Springs. Mostly dry with a chance for isolated showers and storms in the afternoon and evening hours. I'm Julia Donovan. That's weather on KRDO News Radio. Have a safe Saturday.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.